नवाब मीर उस्मान अली खान तो पहले ही हैदराबाद को आजाद इस्लामिक रियासत घोषित कर चुके हैं।
शाही उस्मान जिंदाबाद, जिंदाबाद।
भारत में 88% हिंदू हैं और अगर यहाँ एक और आजाद इस्लामिक मुल्क बन गया तो ये हिंदू और हिंदुस्तान के लिए खतरा है।
नमस्कार, हेलो एंड वेलकम टू पी गुरुस चैनल। आई एम योर होस्ट श्री आयर। जॉइनिंग मी टुडे फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम इज अ गुड फ्रेंड ऑफ माइन, प्रणय रेड्डी गुडूर, एंड वी आर गोइंग टू बी टॉकिंग अबाउट हिज न्यू फिल्म दैट ही हैज बीन वर्किंग ऑन। दिस इज द मूवी अबाउट द रजाकार्स, द मूवमेंट दैट टुक प्लेस इन द किंगडम ऑफ हैदराबाद एंड फर्दर आफ्टर दैट हाउ इट गॉट अनेक्स्ड इनटू इंडिया, द पुलिस एक्शन दैट फॉलोड, व्हाट लेड अप टू इट एंड ऑल दैट स्टफ। दिस मूवी जस्ट एयर्ड इन थिएटर्स एंड आई अर्ज एवरी वन ऑफ यू to go watch it. It is aired in Hindi as well as in Marathi, and the Hindi version should be a compelling watch. I've seen some trailers of it. Amazing stuff that the Pranay Reddy and his group has done. Let's welcome Pranay Reddy. Pranay ji, namaskar and welcome to P Guru's channel. How are you, sir?
Namaskar, sir. Jai Shri Ram. And so I'm really happy that, you know, I can share stage with you on your show, sir. We've been ardent followers of your show as well. Thank you for having us today.
Pranay Garu, I don't know how many of you know this thing, but I have lived in Hyderabad from 1968 for about 22-25 years. And so I'm as much as a Telugu bidda as probably you are. So I have very fond memories of the place and how the city also changed over time. Let's go back to the making of this movie. And I've read a little bit of this on a first-hand account basis by P.V. Narasimha Rao Garu's book called The Insider. It's a fictional book, but you can relate character name and who the real-life person was. And he talks about his own character, how that person went through during the fight against Razakars. So this movie had to be told. What prompted you to make this movie? How things are going? Just walk us through that experience.
Sir, in fact, let me just come to the point where, you know, why Dad had this vision. So my dad's name is Mr. Gudu Narayan Reddy. He was there for 36 years with Congress. And while he was a state treasurer of Telangana state, he had, resigned, and then he joined BJP in 2020 of December. So my dad has always been this person who was very socially active, helping out the needy and, you know, doing various kind of other social outreach programs. During the pandemic, when we saw this movie called Kashmir Files, that's where it struck him while he was landing in Tirupati that why not take the movie Razakar? And actually, he wanted to take it on the name of Razakar Files. Unfortunately, we could not get the Razakar Files name because that was already blocked. So we had to settle in for Razakar. And the story and the reason that we had taken it, sir, is because my own great-grandfather, late Mr. Gudu Narayan Reddy Garu, he shares the same, my dad shares his name. So he was a freedom fighter during this struggle period. That was from the August 15th of 1947 till September 17th of 1948. A period of 396 days of dark exile for all concerning people apart from the Muslim community. Now, sir, you might also ask, Pranay, isn't calling the Muslim community out subjective? Sir, it is not subjective because they weren't harassed as much as the remaining communities. I'm talking about the others, the majoritarian Hindus, the Sikh brothers, the Isai brothers, everybody else. There were more than 2,000 plus incidents reported and unreported during the period of freedom struggle. So, sir, let me just coin this word or coin this sentence. Hyderabad had to undergo another freedom struggle even after India or Bharat got its independence. E dhaurbhagya sthiti, I'm sorry, I'm using Telugu line. E dhaurbhagya sthiti, okar Hyderabad rajdhani ke idi ankitam ayindi. And people swept this history under the carpet. And they've utilized the term of negationism, meaning wiping out history from the chalkboard and rewriting the history by glorifying the Mughals. So this was something that was there within my dad, and my dad felt that this story had to be told and had to be showcased on the silver screen and brought out to the public so that the public would never have to face this, the future generations, that is starting from today till the future. They should never have to face this kind of, you know, horrendous situation that his grandfather and all the mighty fallen heroes who had done during this freedom struggle.
Pranay Garu, I have first-hand information about how people's properties were burnt down during this Razakar invasion, especially in Karimnagar, Nizamabad. It was they just burnt down mohalla after mohalla. It was horrible the way it was done, and people didn't have their birth certificates even. I mean, to that extent, it was jal ke raakh ho gaya. That is how it was. And I agree with you. History has to be told the way it was done. There is no going away from that. You have to understand the truth. And today, what is left is the Razakars were led by this guy called Qasim Rizvi. And that guy ran away to Pakistan. And he left all the affairs to his lawyer, who has since inherited that. And now you still have remnants of that. The AIMIM is nothing but the descendants of those people. How many Muslims know this thing? That is the point here. Look, these you guys are being led down the wrong path by the wrong leader. So anyway, so let's get back to the making of this movie. How long did it take, and what kind of a budget did you have for this, Pranay?
Sir, for our pre-production, so that is before we begin the shoot, we had to actually undergo 6 months of, you know, pre-production, sir. There were various other writers. Let me just give a small, introduction about our director. He's an amazing visionary director. His name is Mr. Yata Satyanarayan Garu, and he happens to be a dear friend of my dad. I address him lovingly as I used to address him lovingly as uncle, but then I understood that the age gap between us both is not much, so I started addressing him as Anaya now. And that gentleman happens to be Shishudu of the great legendary director K. Raghavendra Rao Garu.
Oh, so, wow.
Yes, sir. He spent a good 6 months researching, going to each and every location that had... There were many instances, sir. So there was a Gandlapur instance, which is showcased in our movie with the Batkama dance. And there is an instance of Bairanpalli. There is an instance of Gundrampalli. So various other instances took place in various parts of the erstwhile, Kingdom of Hyderabad, sir. So our director and his team, they actually traveled during these 6 months. They videotaped a lot of these incident people who were affected, sir, whether they're, you know, kith or kin. And they wrote down the story. So 6 months of pre-production, we shot for a good 120 days, sir. It was a 120-day period of shooting. Now, you might ask, why 120 days, Pranay? Sir, we had to recreate everything of that era right from scratch. Now, we are new people. So, we had to learn it right from scratch. So, we ended up doing the entire work right from creating costumes, right from creating the sets, right from creating that kind of, you know, villages and all the setups and everything. And there was a great workshop that was required for the actors who are acting in this film, because there was a certain dialect, sir. There was a certain way of emoting during those times. There were certain kind of mannerisms that were followed. So when Razakars or any village head or any guy, any of these Duras come, so people used to bow down their heads and not look up. They would remove their talapaga or the turban or whatever that they're wearing, and they would look down. So, ilanti chala unnai, sir. So, we shot for 120 days. And then our VFX and CG department, 3D, for which we allocated a good amount of budget. Our entire budget for the movie till the release has been 51 crores, sir. So it's a larger than life magnum opus movie by, you can say, nascent or debutant producer director combo. But my dad felt that it was his responsibility. He's 63, sir. He felt it was his due responsibility that I earn. Yes, I earn. But I have to spend in a sensible manner. He felt that the movie was the right way, that chirasthayiga nilichipothadi ani antaru, sir. It's etched forever in the history. So that's how he wants to be remembered.
Thank you so much, Pranay, and I wish you all the best. And viewers, you know, I have seen the trailers, very compelling storytelling, and he brings it back. I grew up in Hyderabad, 68, right? There was still a fair amount of traces of Nizam in the city. City underwent a big change in 1983 once Telugu Desam government came into play. Then there was a conscious effort to try and make Hyderabad look like the capital of Andhra Pradesh. You see where I'm going with this, right? So up until then, I know exactly what you are saying, and I relate to that. So viewers, you need to know this piece of history, and beautifully made. I'm telling you, whenever it screens in United States, I'll be one of the first ones to watch it. I'll try to gauge the reactions also of people. So you have my commitment from that point of view. Viewers, go out and watch this movie and make it a huge success. Pranay, if you'd like to add one or two lines in conclusion,
that'd
be great.
I would really love to, sir. I would also want to bring about the information that we've also arrived in USA. We are screening in about 46 theaters within the United States of America, North America. So, sir, I would also want you to kindly inform your viewers and all your followers that the movie has been released even in the USA. And if there is any request that they would want, that within their own city or within their own vicinity, they would want a theater to be playing, they can reach out to me through you or however.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. And also, the main reason that we have made this movie, sir, is if we don't learn from history, sir, there is no future. So our history is our biggest teacher, but our future is what we make of it. The so-called secularistic mindsets have to end, sir. That is not good for the nation. There are many, many things, many, many instances that are, being blocked by the so-called pseudo-secularist mindsets. Now, live and let live is definitely good. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam is what India has been, thriving upon, and we are moving forward. That is definitely the message. But the 396 days of period struggle, sir, if that did not happen, why did the Union government say that September 17th of every year, right, starting this year, on March 13th, they issued a GO. They said that Hyderabad Liberation Day would be celebrated by the Gazette of India, by giving a Gazette of India. So such histories should not be shrugged off or should not be hidden under the carpet or should not be negated, sir. Such histories must be told to the future generations as well. They have to be, told about what had happened during these times and why it happened. Now, everyone always try to bring about a, bitter argument saying that, oh, the Nizam was so great, he donated 25,000 tons of gold for the 1951 India-China war. Then he built the Osmania Hospital, then he brought the railways and X, Y, Z, sir. Sir, a simple question or a simple answer that I would have. Whether it's Muslims, whether it's Hindus or the Christians, everybody at the end period of their time, they have something called repenting of sins. For us Hindus, we go and immerse ourselves into Kashi or, Ganga, and we, try to cleanse our sins. For Muslims, it is doing the Umrah by visiting Makkah, Madina. For the Christians, it is either going to any of the big churches, whether they go to, depending on their financial stabilities. Now, sir, the Nizam, if he hadn't colluded with this dirty, wily fox called Qasim Rizvi, and if these instances hadn't happened, it was not his hard-earned money that he donated, sir. The 25,000 tons of gold was the 250 years of these people usurping the innocent people's money by levying jizya or taxes upon them. So it is not his hard-earned money. It is not his father's money that his father earned and great-grandfather earned and gave. It was the people's taxes. People must realize this. Nobody is giving it for free, sir. He has done this as a repenting of his sins. What was he awarded? What was he rewarded by the then erstwhile Congress government? A Raja Pramukh, a honorary governor position was given to him till his death, sir. So these kind of instances are baffling, at the same time shocking. Because I myself, I'm a 37-year-old. I'm a pass out from HPS Begumpet, sir. But I've never been taught this in my history books. And
no,
when
my
dad
speak
of this Razakar movement, sir, I thought it was a myth or, you know, it was a tall tale. Just to bring about, each family will have their own tales to tell, no, sir. మనం ఇలాంటి పూజలు చేసేవాళ్ళు మనకి ఇక్కడ ఇది చేస్తే అది వచ్చింది అని చెప్పి అలాంటి మాటలు ఏదో మాట్లాడతారు కాబట్టి బట్ వెన్ ఐ యాక్చువల్లీ సా దీస్ వీడియోగ్రాఫ్స్ యునో ఆఫ్ ది ఇన్స్టెన్సెస్ దట్ టుక్ ప్లేస్ వెదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ వీరాబైరాన్పల్లి గుండ్రాంపల్లి వేయూర్లమది వి డిడ్ ది ఎంటైర్ ఎక్స్టెన్సివ్ రీసెర్చ్ సార్ దట్ ఈస్ వేర్ ఇట్ మూవ్డ్ మీ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వేర్ ఐ వాజ్ ఎన్లైటన్డ్ యూ కెన్ సే దట్ ద హిస్టరీ దట్ ఐ వాజ్ టాట్ వాజ్ ఇన్కంప్లీట్ ద హిస్టరీ దట్ ఐ వాజ్ టాట్ was not the real true history of the land that where I was born and where I'm, you know, actually working now. So let's not come to this point where we are completely negating our history, sir. It is very important that the history has to be told by a lot of wonderful films, wonderful authors. I mean, even K. Munshiji, even Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel garu, lot of great historians, you know, lot of great leaders have written about these instances of Razakar movement, sir. And it was so disheartening by, you know, the erstwhile BRS government calling our movie as, you know, a mythical tale. There's this, I'm quoting, if you allow me, there's this one journalist by the name Dhanya Rajendran of the News Minute, who writes all these, farcical articles to subscribe to the pseudo-secularistic mindsets, calling our film a BJP producer made film and it's a propaganda film. I wish he would have, you know, encountered families who have been affected by this. I wish there was somebody of her family to tell her that, madam, not what you read and not what you believe is what has happened or what is going to happen. You must always look at history from the transparent glasses that are provided. You have to read books, you have to meet people and learn the true history. And the people who do not learn history, sir, there is no future for them. This is all.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, there will always be people like this. You have to just, that is one good reason why everybody should go and watch this movie. I'm telling you, viewers, you should read The Insider by P.V. Narasimha Rao. In that, he talks about how one lady in a small hut saved his life. It is so bone chilling the way the Razakars went about trying to smoke out all the leaders who were in the resistance movement. It is just bone chilling. Anyway, I wish you all the best, Pranay, and also all the best to your dad. And hopefully, this message will go out and reach all the people. Viewers, do watch this movie. Don't miss it. Thanks once again. Namaskar.
Namaskar, sir. Jai Shri Ram. Thank you so much.
Jai Shri Ram.
जब तक आसमान में चांद और तारे रहेंगे तब तक हैदराबाद इस्लाम और निजाम का रहेगा।
अशरफ जाही के खिलाफ जो भी आवाज उठाएगा उसे या तो कैद मिलेगी या मौत।
मैं हैदराबाद की जनता को निजाम के अत्याचार से पूरी तरह मुक्ति दिलाना चाहता हूँ।
वो एक स्वतंत्र रियासत है, आप उस पर अचानक हमला करने के बारे में कैसे सोच सकते हैं?
1,24,00,000 हिंदू रहते हैं हैदराबाद में। अगर आपकी फौज ने कदम भी रखा ना तो लाशों के ढेर लग जाएंगे।
हिंदुओं की चिंता आप हम पर छोड़ दें, आपके निजाम का ख्याल रखिए।
If we start this operation, there is a chance of Pakistan planting bombs at Delhi and Ahmedabad.
ये मज़हबी आग कोड़ की तरह फैलती जा रही है। इससे पहले कि ये जहर राष्ट्र की सुख शांति को भस्म करते, इलाज तो करना ही पड़ेगा।